Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Grilled for Murder by Maddie Day. Narrated by Laurel Merlington. Chapter 1. Was I nuts? I don't know what I was thinking, agreeing to cater and host a welcome home party in my country store and restaurant tonight. I'd already been working since 6 this morning, serving up breakfast and lunch to wave after wave of hungry customers on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. I sank into a chair as the antique clock chimed. Thankfully, 2 o'clock was only half an hour until closing time, and just 3 people remained, lingering over their gourmet hamburgers. A couple played a game of chess on the painted tabletop, and the third read a newspaper. Exactly the kind of scene I'd envisioned when I'd bought this old country store and opened Pans and Pancakes on the edge of Southlake, Indiana. I gazed at the gleaming counters, the shelves full of vintage cookware, the pickle barrel. Proud I had accomplished nearly all the renovation carpentry myself. My mom had wanted to be sure her daughter would always have a trade which came in handy when I'd bought the run-down place nestled in the hills of scenic Brown County last winter. Now Turkey Day was over. I needed to get decorated for Christmas, but that could wait until tomorrow, after I got through this darn party. Oh, well. It was income, and my bank account could always use more deposits. I glanced up when the cowbell on the door jangled. Sue Barry bustled in with her daughter, Paula, the hosts of tonight's shindig for Sue's other daughter. I waved them over to my table. "Everything all set for tonight, Robbie?" Sue asked. She plopped down across from me.